Right, we started yesterday to give Makif and Makif. And again, the Iker, the Kuda, the Mishnah, that needs Hesber is the question of the reason for the Chiyuv in the Sefer. In Rabbi Yaisi, obviously, we're going to have to see the Gemara. The Gemara has many Ukimtas. But in the meantime, to understand what's the Pael Yaitse, what's the Maskana, what is the Geder of Chiyuv, what is the reason that when the fourth wall is built, there's a Chiyuv to pay. So yesterday I mentioned to you that there's a Rambam's Mahalach and a Ramban's Mahalach. There are two Mahalachim. And Baker, yesterday we discussed the Ketzos' explanation of the Rambam. Again, the Rambam said you only have to pay if the wall is built on the karka of the two neighbors. Half on one, half on the other. That's the only time you have to pay. Otherwise, you don't have to pay. So we're going to have two pshatim in the Gemara. Tosfos brings two pshatim. If we're talking that the Makif put up the fourth wall, or the Nikif. The Rambam is talking klar that the Makif put up, and when the Mechal and Shulchan Aruch brings it down, he says, who had then the Nikif put it up? So it appears that in the Rambam, for what we're discussing in the meantime, there's no difference if the Makif put it up, or the Nikif put it up, although the Ketzos makes much more sense if the Nikif put it up. So the Ketzos' Hesber in the Rambam, which I told you yesterday, which is really a Ketzos Pella, when you think about it. But Lamaisa, he says the following method is the way the Ketzos goes. The truth is the Ketzos starts that there's a Mahalach that the reason you have to pay is because you showed your Nichalei. It's a Mahalach of a Ketzos and Bava Kama. And he brings that the Yamshel Shleima asks, why should you have to pay for something just because you're happy with it? Why do I have to pay for something just because I'm happy with it? Why? So the Tzais is trying to answer that. And the Tzais says, "Bekavanas Rambam," and it brings the Magid Mishnah, who's Lashon is Mashma this way, that when you show your Nichalei, once you show your Nichalei, your Chatzah, your Karka, is kind of the bricks that are on your Karka. Once you created the bricks, of course you have to pay for it. That's the Mahalach of the Ketzos. What? So that makes much more sense if the Nikif put up the fourth wall. He shows his Nicha with all four. If the Makif put up the wall, so we have to understand the Ketzos is saying that of course you're Nicha. You have four walls. Of course you're Nicha. It's difficult, very difficult to understand that we're telling someone, you're nicha with it. You're kindness. And you have to pay for it. Like we're doing all this to people, to a person who's just sitting there. You know, we're telling him, you, A, you're happy with it. B, you're kind of the bricks. And C, you have to pay for them. It's like, it's a tremendous chiddush to be mechayiv someone in such a way. The only thing I could say to defend the Ketzos is that you have to remember the Rambam is not talking about a sada. The Rambam learns the Mishnah by a churva, by a building. By a churva. So it could be that a churva, it's a building that's knocked down. It's more mistaver by a churva that it's a person wants the walls. That it's like an umdina gemura, that the person really wants the walls. And since it's an umdina gemura, he really wants it. It's still a stretch. So we'll say it's such a strong umdina that he wants it, that not only does he want it, but he's kainet, and not only is he kainet, but he has to pay for it. But, I don't know, the Ketzos, I'll tell you the truth, after she asked that, I was thinking I must have said the Ketzos wrong. So I looked at the Ketzos again, rather this morning, by Shachris, and said the same thing it said the other day. It didn't change. This is how the Ketzos learned. To me, it's a tremendous Kiddush.
Maybe the Chiddush should be said that we Here,
when
you built it on the other person's land as well.
Yeah, the Rambam says, "Klar, you built it half on your
side." Being shatak shows that he's willing to give up by soys, or he's willing to give up land for this chaser. Obviously, it's nichol. The rest of the guy to take it down. That's what we had before. That if the guys once they agreed to make a chaser, he can't say, "I meant to make only the gazes or the vill." Once the other one,
so it's true. He's saying there's an umdida, and the umdida is since he didn't say anything. He's
Michal. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, if I'd be the person, I'd say, look, I'm willing to give you the karka if it's free. It's free, I'll contribute the karka. I get a wall very cheap. All I do is give up the karka, and I get a wall. You want to charge me? I never agreed. In the beginning of the parak, you made an agreement. Now you want to say, I only agreed under these conditions. It has to be that the Tzaisis Mahalach goes with some sort of an umdana, that people want it. A person owns a property, he wants his property to be developed, to make money for him. Nobody wants to own real estate, just to own real estate. You want it to be fixed up, you want it to work. If it's a churva, I understand, you want it to work, it's an umdana, you want it to work. The Hesber, we go with this idea that it's the Rambam is talking dafka by a churva, you understand the Mishnah, dafka by a churva, and it's an umdana, alright, so we have a little of a Mahalach in the Tzaisis.
Why do you build three walls and not the fourth wall?
So Rambam says because a house with three walls, the Rambam's lashon is adayim. He has no use for the three walls. Yeah, but we only assume he's nicha with a free wall, not that he's nicha with a kozman. He can't have hanor from it, so there's no umdan he's nicha. I assume because it's a chorva anyway. It's a chorva anyhow. Right. I don't want people using my chorva. Truth is, most people, even in a chorva, if someone put bricks on his rishus, most people would say something. But so try to cut the yomdana. That when he's nana, he's nicha. When he's not, doesn't have that. No, yet he's not.
He has three walls. He's nicha, but he's only nicha because he knows he's going to build the fourth one.
Yeah, the fourth one is to Rishus Rabbim. How does he know the other person's going to build the fourth one? But Rav Shach and Davi Ezri has another Mahalach. What Rav Shach does with this Rambam is similar to what Rav Ruvain did in the beginning of the Perek. If you remember, at the beginning of the Perek, when we talked about the din of a Mechitza and Hezekriah, Rav Ruvain came along and he said that is a concept of takonis hashcheinim. Is a concept of certain takonis that Chazal made for neighbors, and rules they made for neighbors. And heyayis, there are so many kashas on the beginning of the parak that alanizik laharchik esatzmai. Why do I have to pay for the wall? And I should be able to tie it. I'm not gonna look. So Ruvain said, well, it's during the first mishnah of takonis hashcheinim, and things will be better. That I mentioned to you in the beginning of his mind. Rav Shach does the similar thing with the Rambam. Rav Shach says this talk is very shver. It's very shver to say that someone else builds a wall and I have to pay. And he is rather very shtak akashi. He says this, which you want to say that it's an umdana, that I'm nicha with the wall. He brings a Rambam from later in the Rambam Hilchas Gezeila Perek Yud Alochetes, I believe, where the Rambam says Stam Chorva is not Eimid Libanais. So Stam Chorva, there's no assumption that the owner wants to build it up. Not like today in Brooklyn, every Chorva the owner wants to develop. But he says Stam Chorva is not Eimid Libanais. So this whole Umdina that he wants, he says it's Beferish Rambam later, that there's no such Umdina. So Shach suggests, he says, look, this whole perek is, the whole two prakim talk about takonis hashcheinim. Learn this also is a type of takonis hashcheinim. Chazal made a takana that if you have two neighbors and one neighbor does something for the good of both of them, you have to chip in. It has to be a normal tikkun. If a person just goes and does something that normal people don't necessarily want, not. If it's a normal tikkun, a normal improvement, when you have two neighbors and one person does an improvement, the other neighbor, it's part of takanas hashcheinim that the other neighbor has to pay. Rav Shach says this is pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama brings this Mishnah. The Gemara Bava Kama asks, why does the person have to pay? It's Zenehen of Zeloi Chaser. Gemara asks, why should he have to pay Zenehen of Zeloi Chaser? You have to put up a wall anyway. So I gained from your wall, it's Zenehen of Zeloi Chaser. If you hold Zenehen of Zeloi Chaser, it's part of him paying. So if my neighbor does something, it doesn't cost him anything more because of me. He's just doing it totally for himself. So why should I have to pay him for it? The way of Shachmer, the Gemara is saying that Hakadosh Hashcheinim shouldn't apply by Zenehen Zalei Chaser, because Zenehen Zalei Chaser, even a stranger could benefit. So a neighbor can't benefit by Zenehen Zalei Chaser. So the Gemara's answer is that the person on the outside tells the one on the inside, Ato Garamtali Hakefi Yisera. Because of you, the wall is bigger. Ata garamtali hakefa yisera. In other words, if you learn like Tysus, it's the outside wall. So that means it's bigger. If the middle person wasn't there, it would be smaller. If you learn the Rashi, it's the inside wall. So you could tell, if not for you, I wouldn't need an inside wall. I'd only need an outside wall. So ata garamtali hakefa yisera. So Rav Shach, and therefore it fits in Takanas Hashcheinim. Takanas Hashcheinim is when something is needed for both people, for both parties, for both parties are garmin, so then that's part of the Takanas Hashcheinim, and that's pshat in the Rambam. That our Mishnah, our whole perek, and the next whole perek, there are two parakim that tell us the halachis of Takanas Hashcheinim, rules of neighbors. One of the rules of neighbors is, if it's a normal tikkun, then you have to chip it.
Now, this
is what Rav Shach says in Hilchos Shcheinim Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel. He rather brings a raya, because the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchos Shcheinim. If it's like he doesn't bring the ketzais, but if it's like the others learn, whether you learn the ketzais or Yerotes or the Chaver Shloi Bershus, it has to do with Nehenna. It's nothing to do with Takanas Hashcheinim. It should be in the halachas of Nehenna, who has to pay. He says it's a din in Shcheinim. Now, one more time. It's not so gishmak, because if you learn it's talking by a soda, we're talking that it's not the normal thing to build walls in a soda. It's not, we're talking a bika. Normally there's no hezekriya. It's not such a normal thing. And if it's in a big, and if it's talking by a churba, Rav Shach himself brings first that stambika is not oimid libanis. Stambika is not oimid to be built. So it's still a tremendous chiddush that something that not everyone does, but being that it's still a normal type of a tikkun, I have to chip in with you. Alright, makes sense that if it's because I show I'm nicha, then it's easier to understand. The Nikif did it, he shows he's nicha. So it's a little easier to understand. I consider it normal, I have to chip in.
Draw commission then, because in any case, I built before you have a chance. I built it, you have to pay for it. If I build it,
if you build and there's no fourth wall, I don't have.
No, in the case where it's just two walls, between the Mokin Shalom and I put up a wall, half on mine, half on yours, now you have to pay.
I mean, every bicker.
Every
bicker. Every bicker.
Once I put up the wall, you now have to pay. So what
the Mishnah? So we're going to have to come back to this idea, which only makes sense when the Nikif did it. That a person has to show that he's nichalei with it. If a person shows he's nichalei, then it makes sense.
But then if the
problem is the Rambam's klar, even. I don't have the Rambam here. Even. If you look at the Rambam, if you have Hilchos Shcheinim Gimel Gimel, I think he says klar, that the other rabbi is talking the ikker, that the Makif did it. Not that the Nikif did it. And I looked at the Shul Mechaber, it's the Lashon of Rambam. This Lashon, I think, is pretty clear that it's that the Makif did it. I hope you all get the taste of the problem, and why it makes this sugya famous is this problem. All these pshatim are not so satisfying. You can say it over. It's not really satisfying why this person has to pay for a wall that's not the normal mahalach of building a wall. It's just any pshat we're going to have the same problem that it's a chiddush that you have to pay. And until now, we're talking the Rambam. We're going to get now to the Ramban's pshat, which is more mainstream, but it's going to be even a bigger chiddush. What's the lashon? I think it's the lashon that the. He says, Imamad. Imamad sounds. They say afterwards, V'chein. After he says, Imamad. V'chein. They say afterwards, V'chein, Nadikif. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says, V'chein. If the Nikif did it. So in Shulchan Aruch, it says the same din. Makif did it, Nikif did it. The Rabbi, I think, only brings Makif, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, so we put aside Shitas Rama. We have two Mahalchim. We have the Ktsaisis Mahalach, which is such a tremendous chiddush. And it can make sense by a churba, it's not going to help us. Rashi was talking about a sada. Rav Shas Mahalach is a little better. It's a takana. Takana sashchainim. At least you're admitting it's not the ikar of him. He's saying it's such a takana that if it's a normal tikkun that normal people do, even if you don't, can't force people to do it, but it's certain. Let's move on to the Ramban, because the Ramban is the more mainstream Hesber, but it's not going to be any less of a chiddush. The Ramban says, he has the kasha. And the lashon of his kasha is, how could you have a place where you can't force someone to build it with you, like you were saying, you can't force him to build it with you, but if you go ahead and build it, you can force him to pay for half of it. It doesn't make sense. The whole din of a bika is, I can't force you to build it for me. And now, once I build it, you can have to pay. Why? The lashon of the Ramban is, it's doime b'niktas l'yarid l'tayf sada chaveirai shalai b'shus b'natai. The case of yarid l'tayf sada chaveirai, which we're going to discuss now, is what the Ramban compares it. Now, before I start talking, I just want you to know, the Ramban says doime b'niktas. It's slightly similar to yarid l'tayf sada chaveirai shalai b'shus. If you wouldn't see the Ramban, you just see how all the Achrayim use the Ramban, you forget that he says Daimu B'miktas. You know, the way Tzais talks about it, it's not Daimu B'miktas, it's Mamish the same thing. It's Mamish Yerel Tesal Chaver Shalai B'shus. But Mestami doesn't mean it's Mamish the same. Since the whole Shverikite of Asugya is to understand the Chiyuv, so they go into the din of Yerel Tesal Chaver Shalai B'shus, and here we come to a second Mahalach. The Ramban's talking even on that nikif, yeah. As long as there's a hanah at the end. What? Well, it's yerut hasad in the first three. It's in the high until it's a hanah. Because there's no hanah, I don't have to pay for. If he plows and doesn't plant, I don't have to pay. If he plows and plants, I have to pay for the plowing. He built it, especially like the Ramban, right? Okay. So, what? Why is it only Daimel of Mixus? I don't think so. See, it depends how you understand the Yairid. Remind me, I'll come back to why I think it's only Daimel of Mixus. The fourth wall would have to be 50-50, or else you can't force him to pay here for the fourth wall. I mentioned yesterday, just the Ramban learns the sugya that the wall was built totally under a shus of the makif. Not like the Ramban that was 50-50. It was built totally under a shus of the makif. And in Kolzeh, there's a chiyuv to pay. The Rambam's taina that he'll say, I don't want to pay for the wall, I want to be able to use the wall. So we'll say to Ravitz Teretz that if you pay for the bricks of the wall, you're allowed to use the wall. Akoponim, let's learn Yeru L'Tesad HaChaver Shalai B'Shus. It's a sugya, it's worth learning anyway. It's never directly the Yeshiva Shablat of any, as far as I remember, any of the Masechtos we learn. So let's take a few minutes, learn Yeru L'Tesad HaChaver Shalai B'Shus, and learn a tremendous Chiddush. And that is included in the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Ramban is comparing this to a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that if I go to your field Shalai B'Shus And I plant it. I plant your field. I plow it. I plant it. I do things the right way. Again, a 21st century example would be, you wake up in the morning and someone painted your house. Or someone built a porch in front of your house. You have had a porch. You wake up one day, you go away for the summer or for a week, you come back and they built a porch and maybe built a whole extension to your house, right? So you come, so what's it do? In American law, I'm sure that you're not going to end up paying for it. I once asked, I think I told you, I once asked a lawyer, I had a case of Yerel Tassai, the Chavesh Leibershus, in Navi, actually. It actually comes up in Navi. There's a case where Eshe Sevadia, the Navi's wife, goes, there's a hunger, she moves away. When she comes back, somebody went to her field, Shalom Rishus, and planted there. The Radak has a whole, there's a whole shock of Ataria there. If the person has Cheskas Gimel Shanim, you have to pay back the payers. So I asked the lawyer, someone paid to my house. So I come, someone paid to my house. What would the court say? Do I have to pay? So the lawyer told me, you would say, my house didn't need painting. So I told him, what happens if my house didn't need painting? So he said, well, then you would say you don't like the color. So I do like the color. So he kept on saying, you would say, you know, something. I said, I'm not saying you would say. I'm saying, I needed it. I needed the painting. He did the painting. I just didn't ask him, what do I do? He said, courts in America don't work that way. Courts in America work. You argue. And they settle. If you want to pay, so pay. You know, like, you know. That's what he claims. What's the din of Yerel Tassai HaFeres? So the following is what says in the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a difference between a sadeh ha'asu yalita and a sadeh she'ena yasu yalita. It means a field which is normal to plant, a field which is not normal to plant. If I have a house that's not, doesn't need painting, that's ena asu yalita. Doesn't need a painting. A asu yalita is a house that normal people would paint. So Shteken Gemara says, if it's ein asu yalita, you have to pay him the lesser of the two, either his hatzais, his expenses, or the increased value of the property. He made the value, the property go up in value. You have to pay the less of the two. Im ha-shvach, yes, or al-yitziyah, you pay the yitziyah. The yitziyah, so ha-shvach, you pay the shvach, whichever is less. Which is still a chiddush. Because you're not planning to sell your house. Your house went up in value. Yeshkayach, I'm not planning to sell it. That could be chiddush. But akoponim, you have to pay the lesser of the two. Either you got to pay him for his paint, or you have to pay whatever the value of the house went up. It depends. You know, in Brooklyn, you paint a house, I don't think the value goes up much. You know, a house that costs $100,000 altogether, you paint it, it goes up a lot. So, it depends on the mitzvahs. That's ein asu yalita. The Gemara's lashon is, what happens if it's asu yalita? So I'll tell you the Gemara's lashon. The Velt says, yodei al yayna. That's not the Gemara's lashon. Gemara's lashon is, if it's asu yalita, then you pay him what a normal person would pay to have this done. You pay what would a normal person pay to have this done. It means you still don't have to pay the whole value of the house went up. Someone comes and my house needed a painting, and I paint it. So my house went up a lot. If it's osilita, that means my house needed a painting. It went up a lot in value, but you don't have to pay what it went up in value. You pay what a normal person would pay someone to paint his house. That's what you have to pay. Now, what do you say? What should be the din? My house needed a painting. Someone painted it. His expenses were more than what normal people would pay to paint a house. He shows me his expenses, and he's not a good businessman. His expenses were more. Well, my house didn't go up so much in value. It's not that people don't pay people to paint it this way. He used a fancy paint, and people don't do it that way. So if the expenses are more, does it make sense to pay the expenses? The expenses were more than the value. So Pashas, it makes no sense. You don't pay the expenses. So the words Yodei Al Yayna, that you pay the more, the expenses or the value, is not true. It doesn't make any sense. And come out, all Rishayim say that, and I think on Halach it's that way. I should tell you, the Rif's Lashon in Bava Metzia is, that the expenses are more, you pay the expenses. But the Balamar, and the Ravid, and the Ran, all around the Rif, all say they don't understand this Rif. And we talk and none of us understand. I should pay a person's expenses? It's more than the normally it costs to do the whole job. That makes sense. So, we're going to put aside the Rif's Shita, the Hezber, and we're going to go with this Mahalach. Again, the rule of thumb, you should know this anyway. Ein osi lita yodei al tachtayna, you pay the lesser of the two. Osi lita, you pay whatever people would normally pay. Why do you have to pay? Why by yodei tachtayna chaveri shalai vishus? What's the hesba? Why do I have to pay? Oh, 1 second. Step back a bit. I want to tell you what a chiddush this is. I want to point it out to you. The chiddush of this din. Let's say I'm an electrician. I have a big company, electrician company. Times are slow, I have no work. I have all my electricians, all my work, I have no work. So, if you learn this sugya, you know what you do? Huh? What do you do if you have no work? You go, you see they're putting up a building in Borough Park. You go there at night, and you wire the whole building. You put in outlets. You do all the normal work that needs to be done. You put in fuse box, circuit breakers. You put in all the electric work in the building. The next day you come to the person, you say, here's a bill. He says, what do you mean? I didn't ask you to do the work. What do you mean? This is osulita. You're putting up a new building. It needs electric work. You have to pay me. They go to Din Torah. What seems to us is he's going to have to pay. That's what comes out from what we're saying now. He's going to have to pay him. Now he could tell him, you know, I have a cheaper person. All right, I would have done it cheaper. But let's say, you know, I say I wanted to give the work to my brother-in-law. He's an electrician. That's tough. You're going to pay for it. And this is what rubs a person the wrong way. This halacha. You know, it's nice to learn. Yerotas adachaverish lebishos. You pay. It's very nice to learn it. When you start thinking about it, halacha lemaisa. There's something, it appears that there's something wrong. I can't answer you exactly how you get away from this. The fact that it appears there's something wrong. But this is the din that we're learning today. You chayiv to pay by yerel tzosada chavei, right? And that chayiv to pay is you have to pay a normal price that people pay for this work. If it's oimid for this work, you have to pay. It's a political thing. No? Nobody ever be out of business. You know, you have workers and you have nothing to do. You go and you plow someone's field, you plant the seal. I didn't ask you to do it. All right, so you have to pay anyway. Now, if someone has an eitzah to get around this, I'd appreciate it. Hopefully, before we finish our discussion, we'll find something, some way out of it. What is the lumdis of Yoyal Tosad HaVeiro? Why is a Yoyrid pay? So the Ketzais, in Simer Reshma Vav, Ketzais of Kat Nalas, Ketzais says that he brings our Ramban. He says, the din of paying because you're a Yoyal Tosad HaVeiro is a din of a Nehena has to pay. That's our Mishnah. I'm Nehena, I have a benefit. A Nehenna has to pay. What do I mean a Nehenna has to pay? I'll give you an example. We had a Baba Kama. Shane is part of Bishus Arab. Have you vague memories of Baba Kama? Shane is part of Bishus Arab. My animal walks down the street and it eats your apples. I don't have to pay. Shane is only Chayav Bishus Arab. Right? Every major Av has a Pator somewhere. So Shane and Regal are part of Bishus Arab. But even though Shane is part of, I have to pay my shidahenis. I lamaisa don't have to give my animal supper tonight. It ate your apples. So I'm only saving, I don't have to feed it barley or grass. I'm saving a dollar. It ate $10 worth of apples. But I have to be mishalem my shidahenis. I have to pay the hanor. That's a din of nehenah. I didn't ask you to feed my animal. Who asked you to feed him? But have you fed him? You take my sabliya, you force food down my animal's mouth. I have to pay you my shenanigans, whatever benefit.
You don't have that. I'm not giving my shtenen over here. I get over there, I get a very low amount. Whatever I would have paid to get to the same. So over here also, I could have told you, listen, you paying that you put in my soys. I don't have to pay for your soys. I pay whatever benefit I have. The benefit I have.
Benefit I have that's is that I don't have to hire someone to come and do
paint.
It.
So that's much less.
No, no, no. The paint, if I buy paint in the house, it's not going to be painted. I have to pay people to paint it. No? I can't.
And by the case of the animal, I can't say I'm going to starve the animal for 3 days.
I would have fed the animal. So here it's osilita. I would have planted the field.
I wasn't going to paint the house.
No, I'm only talking about osilita.
If it's designed, I don't have to do it.
No, we don't believe you. We don't believe you. Look, if you have a field, we assume it's going to be planted. If you have a house, we assume it's going to be painted. If it's Oymet Lita. Now, you may have a person who says, look, I know it needs a painting, but I'm too poor. I say, I don't know. I don't know what to do with you in that case.
Yeah,
but,
you can't say about the behemoth. By behemoth, you can't say, I wasn't going to feed the behemoth because the behemoth has to
eat. It's not true. Grad, they asked why a person can't tie it. I would have stopped it one night. Rishayim asked the cash of it. But you see, Masana, that's the loss. Yisimisan, because there's a case with Tochav Loyla Beis Havliya. That's the Tosav Rishon. It's tiny Yisimisan. Al Kaponim, what's going on? We're learning now something new. Till now, we know you have to pay if you borrow money, if you buy something, if you make a kinyan to your chayiv yourself. We have a bunch of cases we know you have to pay. We're learning now a new chiddush that if you're in the henna, you have to pay your hana. You don't have to pay Cadillac, you don't have to pay the highest prices, but you have to pay. If you're in the henna, you have to pay. Now, I had a mind to bring up the Shulchan Aruch. I did not. What? If I don't give you the keli, the fact that you're Meshabeach, it's your kind, it's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. It would be the same chiddush. It would be exactly the same chiddush. Again, the Ktsai says that Nehenna and Yerlut HaSadach HaVeiroi work with the same way. Now, you'll ask me, why do I need Yerlut? I hope to answer that. But Lamaisa, there are two sugis. There's a sugi of Mishalem Hashem Nehennis. There are cases in Bava Kama where you have to pay the hana you had, even though normally I don't have to pay. My animal eats in the street. There's a sugi of Yerlut HaSadach HaVeiroi Shleibushus. They both work at the Ktsai of Nehenna. And so I said, that's Pshat of this Rambam. So in our Gemara, you're paying of Nehenna because you're the Tessah, the Chavir Shalom Yishus, you planted it, it's Aymed for that, you have to pay. Now, I'd like to read to you a few Lashaymas of Shulchan Aruch. Again, I wanted to bring it, I forgot, but you'll trust me, or better yet, don't trust me, look it up. I tell you, or Ramah, the Ktsais is going on the following Ramah, in Simar Reish Mem Vav, Sivkat Nalev. The Ramah says, if you come into my house and I tell you, Achoy li mi, why don't you eat with me? And you sit down, you eat with me, I'm entitled to send you a bill for the food. As I state in the Ramah. You better watch out when you come to my house. I'm allowed to send you a bill for the food. Now, he doesn't say I can send you a bill like eating in a restaurant, but whatever the food costs, I can send you a bill for the food. Not only that, he says if a son-in-law is eating by his father-in-law, it's all the Ramah. And he only promised him that he's going to feed him. He gets married the first year, it's on me. The year is over, he keeps on feeding him. The son-in-law is very happy. He keeps on getting food from his father-in-law. So he's asking questions, he keeps on eating. So it says the father-in-law can send a bill for the son-in-law for the food, whatever he sent him. So it's not the amount that his daughter ate, but the amount that his son-in-law ate. Why the chiluk, I'm not sure. But he says he can bill him. He can bill him for it. Yechidish. Why? Bill him. Fratishach. Why is it different than krak susi? If I tell you, rip my baguette, krak susi, we paskin that you're potter. If I tell you krak susi, I tell you, rip my baguette, you rip my baguette. You don't have to pay. I can't tell you, rip my baguette, you rip it, and I'll laugh at you and I say, okay, now pay me. And I tell you, rip my baguette, and you rip my baguette, then you don't have to pay. So the Shach says, he doesn't understand this Ramah. If I tell you, rip my baguette, you don't have to pay. If I tell you, eat the food in my house, you do have to pay. That's a Shach's kash. and fitik tzais. What is the answer? That you pay al nehena. We have this new category of fiat teshlumim, nehena, mashenehena. You pay what benefit you have. That's the siba sachir. That's why you pay. I'm not paying you al mazik. If I come to your house, you tell me to eat. I don't pay you because I'm mazik your food. Al mazik, I'm potter. You told me I could rip your bag and I'm potter al mazik. I'm chayav to pay al nehena. Al nehena. So that's a difference. Krak susi, I'm not nehena. You told me rip your bag, I ripped your bag for you. I'm not nehena. But when you say achayli me, I'm a nehena. I pay. I'll tell you no. You look up to Rama. Look up to Rama. If you could say he's in a sign, could be. If he gave him fancy food, he said, I would eat cheap food. What? I have no financial hanra. I don't gain anything financially from ripping your bag out. I'm doing you a favor. You need someone to rip your bag out, I'm ripping it down. I don't have, maybe I'll friendship, I have hanra that I'm a good friend, I'm working for you, I'm helping you, but I have no, there's no financial benefit. I don't, there's no hachnosa that I have from it. So kraksusi, I don't pay. Achali, me, I have to pay. That's a Ramah equation.
Did he want to be more based on the hospital for this?
It's true, but I think the concise points out that when we find the Lashon, I'm Eichel you, with my bag and I'm Eichel. That really doesn't work out in Mechila. Remember, Mechila is a silok. If you owe me something, I can be Eichel. But I tell you beforehand, do it. It has to work somehow. And Mechila itself is not the way it works. This didn't happen yet. I can't be myself before it happened. So if you say it's a pasuk, I don't know. I have to figure out what the kavanas hapkra, I don't know. Saying al Mechila, so the Ketzai's Vaita says that it's not really a Mechila. The subshat is there's no reason that I should have to pay. I'm not a mazik. If you let me do it, then I'm not a mazik. Al Nehena, I'm not a Nehena. He goes through. That's why I tell you it's the end of Sifkat now. If you start the whole Ketzai's, you're going to get. It's okay, you're going to learn the din of Kraksusi. At the end, he talks about the Nehena. So this is one Ramah. There's a second Ramah I'd like you to look at. I didn't cover much ground. I covered zero ground. If you have time, use the time, look it up. The Ramah in Reis Samach Dalet, Siv Dalet, has a case where the original case in the Ramah is somebody hits a svara of the Sifrei Chaveiroi. Hitzel, I don't think it means the fire there. I think it means the government seized, because the beginning there is talking about the government seizing things. The government took away Svarim. A person went, and he bribed the government officials to get the Svarim back. When he got his Svarim back, he got his Chaber Svarim back also. So now he goes to his Chaber, he says, pay me a chelik of what I bribed them with, I want you to pay me. So the Ramah says it depends. If the person originally went just for himself, and Mamela, when they gave away the Sfarim, they gave away everything, so he can't charge. Then end of his Alechasa, you went to do it for yourself. So punk, when they sent it to you, they said, what? You can't charge it. But if originally he went to do a shtadlis for everybody, he went to do a shtadlis to save the Sfarim for everybody, so you could charge the other people. So the Ramah v'chein kol odom she'oise im chaveiroi pu'ula aitayva. Any time one person does a favor to another person, lo yachal loimalai bechinam asisa imadi. You can't say, oh, you did it for free. Bechinam asisa imadi. He has to pay his chelik of whatever it was. So we had achelimi, and now we have doing a taiva to someone else that has a financial value. If you do someone a taiva, he says thank you is not enough. Anymore, you need to pay your chelik. Someone tells you, I'm going up to the mountains. You want a lift? I'll give you a lift. He didn't say anything about paying for the gas. Al Pishur Sadin, the Ramah says, Lo yachal laimer b'chinam asisei madi. You can't say yet. What? So the Zanam Zakhasi, he says that's only if betchila a person does it al das atzmai, and then if somebody threw something into his trunk and it went up also, then you part. Through betchila asa al das shneihem, if it started off al das both of them, so that's what Rama says, that you can charge b'shul something. Now, I want to tell you two things. I'm not sure halach l'maisa. As man azeh, if you tell someone eat with me, so invite someone to your house to eat, that you can send them a bill. Lashem b'nei adam today, someone says eat with me, it means b'chinam. What? You can. You cannot from the food in the middle, but for the food that's, you know, that's only when he doesn't charge it. I mean, we had a tumult, the Chuvah's Marid, where someone was Makadish and Isha with food on the table. So Marid is done, the Machlek's Marid, and the Marid, his father and his son, if it's a Kedushin, if the food is yours. But he's talking about someone he didn't charge. He's Zichat over he didn't charge. You say you could charge him, you say you have to charge him. So I don't know if this man has how far it goes, because the Stam Das today, the fact is, the Stam Das changed. But the Yisayid is what we're learning. We're learning today a tremendous Kiddush. And the Tzais traces it all to our Mishnah. We're learning a Kiddush that Nehema has to pay, even though you didn't ask him to do it for you, you didn't want him to do it for you, as long as it's Asli Lita, as long as it's a normal benefit, a financial benefit, you have to pay. So this Mahalach of the Ramban, in our Mishnah, going with this whole thing, is a Chiddush Otzum. It's really the Chiddush of Yerotes HaDechaver Shloi Bishus, which I told you is not a Mishnah, it's a Gemara. Comes from this din of Megal Gemara V'Sakar. So for tomorrow, we shall have Klor at the two Mahalachim, the Ramban's Mahalach, the Ramban's Mahalach. Each one is a Chiddush Gadol. There are cases in the Pesachei Tshuvas of Katan Gimel, there in Reish Samach Dalet, which I'd like you to look at because it's Megea to us a little bit. The Beis Yaakov that he quotes brings our sugya. And it's a Shem.